Blog Talk Radio.
Mojuba Asheda, Mojuba Aluwa Mi, Apolabi Pega, Mojuba Araba Mi, Adesanya Awuyade, Mojuba Ogute Compound Ode Remo, Mojuba Baba, Mojuba Yeye, Mojuba Egun to all the God children, Mojuba Egun to all the Babalawos, the Ears, Mojuba Egungun to all the chiefs, Mojuba Egungun to all the Awos, Mojuba Egungun to all those that are listening, who are tuned in. We give praise and thanks to the Most High. We say Ashe, 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 Ashe,
Ashe,
Ashe,
Ashe. Welcome to Sign of the Times, everybody. This is Queen Tahira. Sign of the Times is brought to you by the UAC, the United African Coalition for Justice and Human Rights, and New Power Radio Network. We began the UAC after the unjust Zimmerman verdict of July 2013, and we are quickly approaching our fifth anniversary and are looking forward to celebrating it with you. So please reach out to our sponsors, Manhood, Race, and Culture, headed up by my co-host on Wednesday nights, Dr. James Jones. You can find Dr. Jones on Facebook as Manhood, Race, and Culture, as a liking group page, and on the World Wide Web at manhoodraceculture.com. Also support Arlie Gordon out of Detroit of Unity Design. Unity is spelled U-N-I-T-E-E. You can find Brother Arlie on Facebook as well as on the World Wide Web at unitydesign.com. And last but not least, we want to always remember to never forget our beloved brothers and sisters who are behind enemy lines and the families and loved ones and friends that they represent. So please reach out to Unheard Voices, the Free Alabama Movement, and the Free Ohio Movement, respectively, on Facebook and on the World Wide Web at freealabamamovement.com and freeohiomovement.org. So we want to remind you to please support the Redistribute the Pain campaign. We've got a lot of activities that are happening around the national freedom and justice movement, and we are appreciative of the partnerships that we are aware of and even those that we are not aware of, because the bigger picture is to make sure that we are addressing the issue of mass incarceration and the over-prosecution and targeting of melanated people, not only here throughout the United States, but throughout the states and throughout the world. So we've got a lot of things that are happening with the intentional separation of families that's happening at the borders and with people who are seeking refuge here in the United States of America. It's hypocritical of the United States to claim one thing and to continuously show contradictions in its behavior. And we've talked about it many times here on Sign of the Times, and we're looking forward to continuing to not only talk about it, but to build action and resistance around it. So for those who are interested in supporting the Redistribute the Pain campaign, please go to redistributethepain.wordpress.com, fill out a response to any of the posts that you see. You also can get with us on Facebook. Myself is Queen Tahira, the Free Alabama Movement, the Free Ohio Movement, Unheard Voices. We even have a couple of pages for Redistribute the Pain directly. We also want to draw attention to our Juvenile Lifers Retrial Initiative that we have finally set up our Facebook page for, but we've been in the process of establishing for the past few months. We don't disclose everything we do a lot of times until it's done and in place, so that's part of strategy. And we want to invite everybody to be a part of the Miller versus Alabama Juvenile Justice Retrial Campaign and Initiative. And we have a page for that as well on Facebook, and are looking forward to continuing the dialogue through our publication, Bars Beyond Bars. Bars Beyond Bars will be available starting next week on Amazon as the first edition of Bars Beyond Bars still is available. We are getting letters from across the nation from our confined brothers and sisters. And some of the stories, all of the stories, all of the letters touch my heart. And to hear some of the things that people are saying are happening to them behind enemy lines, and to see the love and the outpouring of support, making sure that these brothers and sisters don't lose their dignity, don't lose their voice, and don't lose their connection to society, because we know that that's exactly what the state wants. It wants for our brothers and sisters to feel as though they have no connection to the outside and that the people on the outside have forgotten about them, and that couldn't be further from the case. And the more we can humanize this particular element of our struggle, the stronger we're all going to be, because there's nothing that happens to these brothers and sisters who are behind lines, enemy lines, that cannot potentially happen to us, because all it takes is an accusation. And here we go, being political prisoners all over again, and we just cannot afford for that to happen. We cannot afford to leave our leaders and those who are standing in the trenches with us abandoned. We can never lose sight of the ultimate goal and the vision to circumvent, legalize, and abject slavery as exemplified through the 13th Amendment. And we also have to uplift our people with empowering them with information, even, you know, bits of information, tons of information, but the thing is to get the information out. And so if you're unfamiliar with what unalienable rights are, please look it up or reach out to me and I can send them to you. I can send you an example of them. If you're unfamiliar with the laws of Ma'at, please look them up. If you're unfamiliar with them, you don't know how to find them, please reach out to me. I will send them to you. And also please do some research on the Declaration for Human Rights, because that in and of itself has a lot of power and can be used as a tool, as we continue to go on this journey together to address mass incarceration and over-prosecution of our people, and to make sure that we are take our power back in ways that we have typically shied away from. So there are a lot of things coming up, 8/21 to 9/9/2018. There are some activities that are going to be happening both on local levels, both on statewide levels, and, of course, on national levels. And we're even getting some international feedback from people who are around the world who want to support particularly the melanated community throughout the United States. So tonight I had scheduled a guest from Fathers in the Hood or Faith. You can find these brothers doing good work, not only on social media, but in the streets, if you will, and actively involved in some creative projects too. So I'm looking forward to having this discussion tonight. We only have an hour on the air tonight, and this brother, Kenny Carter, is very busy, so I'm assuming that he's just late because something came up. But what I'll do is play a little bit of, I don't know, let me see. You know, one of my favorites is the Merkaba, the real Merkaba, and you can find him on YouTube and on Facebook, and he even has his own site now. So if you search Merkabah, he should come up, Real Merkaba, Merkabah, phenomenal, phenomenal brother, and I'm still trying to get him on the air with us. And so tonight, let's check out what he has to say about mainstream media and a lot of the distractions that we see happening before our eyes and why those distractions are put in place to do just that, to take us off of our path, to take us our minds and our energies away from the things that we really should be advocating and fighting for, which are our unalienable and natural law, God-given rights. So hang out with us. Check out the Real Merkaba on YouTube, and I'm going to hang out and try to get a hold of Brother Kenny Carter. You're listening to Sign of the Times Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can do so on social media, Sign of the Times, New Power Radio Network. Myself is Queen Tahira. You can reach out to me on Twitter, at Queen Tahira, and, of course, on Instagram, Queen_Tahira. And Tahira is spelled T-A-H-I-Y-R-A-H. So hang out with us, and we'll be back. And if Brother Kenny does not show up, we will be live tomorrow night with Dr. James Jones. And I think tomorrow we're going to discuss some things about keeping it real, you know, and word is bond, and some of the I guess, sayings that we historically have in the Black community that don't mean quite the same things as they used to. And so what does word is bond mean now in 2018? And is word bond, or is it something that people just say in order to do what they need to do and to gain the support that they need long enough to basically use us and abuse us? And that goes across the board and all color lines too. So feel free to join us tomorrow night live at 6 p.m. Standard Time. I'm going to try to find Brother Carter and see where he is, and if he's not going to show up, then we'll go ahead and listen to the Merkaba, and we will sign off for the evening. You're listening to Sign of the Times Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by New Power Radio Network. Hopefully we'll be right back.
Thanks for watching. So now, quick reminder again, if you didn't see the last video, the sale is still going on until Monday to purchase all the 33 DVDs, digital downloads that's available for $89.99. Original price is $300, $299.99. This will only be up until Monday. And, yeah, I got a lot of emails from people wanting to sell to continue, as I said. So I'm going to keep it up until Monday for those of you who requested more time. But after Monday, that's it. It's going to go back to $300. So definitely.
Hello?
Greetings, Brother Carter.
Greetings. What's happening?
How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
I say, that's what's up. Please introduce yourself to the listeners of Sign of the Times Blog Talk Radio, and thank you for joining us this evening.
Definitely. I gave my word, so I feel like it's only right for me to make sure my word is my bond by, you know, making the call and getting on the line and letting you know that I'm here to support. You know, I got work and I got a job, so it's two different things that I deal with in life. My work is with Fathers Alive in the Hood, and, you know, that's something that nobody could take from me. So there's no one that can hire me or fire me, but then you got, you know, I got a job. So my job, I work from 1 in the morning to 8 in the morning. So sometimes I'll be a little tired, sometimes, you know, but I make things happen. I make what I can do or what I can. You understand?
Ashe.
So pardon me for being a little bit tardy on the show, but I was listening in, and I was trying to figure out, you know, how to get the talk. But, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, I'm here, and I'm just ready to, you know, to speak to, you know, whoever needs to, you know, to speak. So is there anything specific, you know?
Yeah, of course. Tell us a little bit about what Fathers in the Hood is and how it was developed and who all is a part of what you do and where are you located?
All right. What I do with Fathers Alive in the Hood, Fathers Alive in the Hood is a non-for-profit 501c3 established in 2011. In regards of to in the organization, we have five pillars. Our five pillars are trust, integrity, communication, transparency, and then collaboration. Is in that order because we understand that you have to trust an individual to be integral enough to communicate with you with transparency in order for y'all guys to be able to collaborate. So a lot of the things that we've done in the years that passed, it had a lot to do with relationship building. Our mission in regards to our 501c3 is to nurture and develop interpersonal relationships with not only the parents, but the youth and the community. But, you know, we just want to be able to relationships so that we're able to move forward in doing the work that we do. Am I
great.
Missing something
Great. I did check out the website earlier. So can you give out that website and let people know how they can contact you?
Yeah. The website is at www.fathersaliveinthehood.org. They also can look us up, you know, via social media, Facebook or Instagram by putting in Fathers Alive in the Hood. Just Fathers Alive in the Hood in the search engine and it should come up. You know, our symbol is a unique symbol. The I is not just about the I is about the we. And what I mean by that in the word faith, the acronym, the I, is a significant symbol of a man holding up a child because we're in the belief that the children are our future, and it is up to us to be able to pass them on like the torch and keep the fire burning so that we might be able to solidify our young teens, our young boys that we have that look up to us. We would like to solidify them in the near future. So that, you know, they could identify and be able to gravitate towards the positive energy that we're continuously pushing out.
That sounds great. I know that there's, you know, Father's Day just passed, or what people have a tradition recognizing as Father's Day. So talk about the difference between the actuality of fathers and their presence in the community versus some of the propaganda we see, especially when it is attributed to African men.
Well, let's say for instance, we just had our Father's Day cookout. We've been consistent for the past 6 years. This is our 6th year doing a Father's Day cookout, and just in the name of fatherhood. This year, what we did was different. Was we've managed to pull together a good team from every site that we work in. So we had in South Jamaica, Queens, within the Baisley Park, Baisley Palm Park at 155th and Foch, we had children from Brooklyn, Ping Houses, East New York, come in. We provided van service. We had kids from Brownsville, Cephalo Houses. We had kids from Far Rockaway, Red Fern Houses, also in Edgemere Houses. Then we also had children from South Jamaica Houses. And then also we had South Jamaica young youth that was there that live in houses. We had them all participate in our first Father's Day Part 1 basketball tournament. Our theme for this year was Father's Day is Every Day. So we're working on our Father's Day Part 2 match with the losers from the Father's Day Part 1, which were individuals in Brooklyn, which was, I believe, Pink Houses lost. And then also we have individuals in Far Rockaway who lost as well to South Jamaica, Queens. So what we're going to have is the youth, you know, play against each other for home court advantage. So right now Jamaica has the advantage. The two areas is the two areas is Brooklyn and Far Rockaway that has to revisit Jamaica in order for them to, you know, gain the home court advantage and actually win the game. Well, we do this because we have all of these kids. We had over 15 to 20 kids, almost 15 to 20 kids from every site meet up in the park. It was their first time meeting with one another. These areas that we're dealing with are very much hostile environment, so to say, depending on the statistics from the NYPD. A lot of the times what happens is these different areas that we're working in are affected and due to the fact that the fatherlessness does exist, you know, there's a thing that calls violence that stems from not having to the authority role to assist his counterpart, which is the woman. So over the years, we have we've been actually just trying to be able to implement solutions, action. Instead of just talking about it, we are more about being about it and forming the proper relationships that's needed in order for us to succeed and move forward. So we earn the trust of a lot of the youth in there. It's the most important part of any relationship.
Ashe, you're absolutely right, brother. So when you bring together these young people, what's your approach to conflict resolution? Because that's another misnomer that's out of here in our community, is that, you know, we don't get along with one another. So how do you address conflict resolution if and when it does arise? And talk a little bit more about the relationships that that youth are building amongst themselves.
Well, in regards to the conflict resolution, in order to even recognize that the conflict does exist, you have to be able to identify the body language of an individual. You know, sometimes conflict may exist and it's not about verbal. You know, area where it's loud music being played, there's very less verbal communication is possible, but yet you have individuals that will move a certain way if there was a problem. So you have to be able to know how to see what that look like. What does a conflict look like? and how would you be able to resolve it to in the park because the sound permit was not it wasn't a time indicated on the sound permit. So what happened was we had about a good 7 to 8 officers come into the park, and you know, and some one of them was in an unruly manner, and he was very disrespectful. You know, he's kind of talking kind of reckless. And when I seen the situation, I already seen what it could possibly lead into.
Mm-hmm.
So with foresight, all I did was I intervened. I said, excuse me, what's going on here? You know, these guys, the guys that were they were in conflict, they were able to express, oh, the officer was being da 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 da. And I was just like, you know, at this point in time, it was about myself and about 10 or 15 other people that was there from the community. And as we're standing there and the tension is becoming more raised, the officer is getting more hype. So the only logical thing for me to do is like tap him on the shoulder and say, let me speak to you on this side over here, you know, outside of the, you know, the crowd that was gravitating towards us. So when I pulled him away, from the other 6 officers that were standing there, and he had the audacity to follow me and move anywhere from 6 to 10 feet away from the crowd to have a man-to-man discussion. After we had the man-to-man discussion, the whole issue was kind of dissolved. He stepped off to the side and he went about his way with the rest of his brethren, you know. And at the end of the day, it was really about understanding that there's other ways to be able to communicate, and that's something I wanted to be able to show to the youth at the same time, because everything doesn't have to resolve in an argument. Everything doesn't have to, you know, your point doesn't have to be made all of the time. Sometimes you have to be humble enough to know when you're wrong and to want to opt out of the situation, so before it becomes into a bigger situation. So that, you know, after the situation occurred, I had to pull a few of them to the side and explain to them, you know, from 0 to 1,000, this could have went a whole different way if I was a different kind of person and I didn't know how to deal with the energy that was being projected towards us as a people. You understand? Am I still here?
Excellent. Excellent points, brother. Is there anything else that you want to make sure that you communicate to the listeners? I know that you have a limited time span this evening,
no,
and I
want
to try to get to the fact that we have some music to also cover as well. So I want to go into that next.
Okay. I mean, outside of that, 80% right now of our membership of the brothers that are actually, you know, in the trenches, they work in entertainment fields, some shape, form, or fashion. If they don't do, if they're not hip hop artists and they're not writing, then they definitely are shooting the videos. If they're not shooting the videos, then, you know, they're definitely making the music. They're in the mix. And, you know, some of the music that I sent you earlier, that it's just a different kind of, it's a different mindset. It's a different vibration. It's a different, you know, it's a different vibe. So, you know, we working on our music projects. We also working on a web series called 12 Sessions. 12 Sessions is going to be a web series in regards to a lot of the life issues that the young men in these different developments are going through. We're going to be able to bring about some light on a lot of the issues that they go through. And we're going to be able to also provide the viewers or the watchers with some kind of solutions to the situations that actually go on in their life, because we're hoping, you know, that the people that we're aiming to identify actually gravitate to the stuff that we're pushing out.
Ashe, so I know that there's the group Fathers in the Hood. How are the sisters engaged with what you are building, and how can we support you?
Well, with fathers, so you got to keep saying we're alive in the hood. It's just not fathers in the hood. We're alive. You got,
I apologize.
You got fathers,
right. Ashe.
Yeah, you got fathers that could be in the hood, but, you know, if you're not alive, you're not alert, you're not aware, your AAA ain't there, your insurance ain't too good. you know. So you have to be alert and aware of what's going on in your community. In order for the individuals to assist us, we've been doing what we've been doing for the past since 2011. This year was the first year that's going to be marked on our calendar as if we ever got any kind of financial resources from delegates that were put in position to serve the people. And we were actually assisted by Melinda Katz, which is the Queens Borough President, and also we were assisted by Eric Adams, who is the Brooklyn Borough President. And you know that they did what they could, but the truth of the matter is we only can be supported by our people who we are trying to assist. I don't know if you recall when you came to the cookout, correct?
Yeah.
So we had everybody registering in, as you've seen, and we accumulated close to approximately 10 pages of signatures, and we also had a donation box on top of the voters' registration and the rest of the information that we were provided for the people that attended the cookout. In that donation box, we probably have about $20 of donations out of over $2,000 worth of food, I think to roughly say like around $3,000 worth of food that was actually catered and served. So, I mean, it just goes to show that, you know, we're going to have people that will come and take as much as they can, and they will walk away as if they didn't take anything and enjoy the rest of their day. But as I stated earlier, the best nation is a donation. So we need as many people as possible to recognize the work that, you know, these men that are a part of what I am a part of, which is Fathers Alive in the Hood, what we're doing. We definitely need people to be attentive, because it's a real serious work. And a lot of times you need some real men that are serious as well to move forward in it. And I'm thankful for having the brothers that involved within this organization to continue to, you know, move forward without any compensation, without any budgets, without any kind of financial recognition. I appreciate the brothers that see the vision and do not cast the vision. We are clear what the picture is, and we understand that as long as we continue to move forward and communicate with each other, we'll get things accomplished the right way. But in regards to donations, our website is in the process of getting revamped, and the donation button still works though. It's simply a simple give, and I also it has a text to give. The information as well, the number that individuals can be able to text and from their phone, wherever they at, they can text the money and they can be able to give it to us.
Ashe, and you're absolutely right about making sure that we include that alive part. We see a lot of fathers, especially by being involved in the National Freedom and Justice Movement, where fathers are being disproportionately affected and separated from their children because of laws by the state. Even some of those laws, when you look at the marijuana law, for example, have been lax, but yet we have a lot of fathers who are behind enemy lines. And so how has mass incarceration been a part of your program, and do you offer support for those who are returning from the prison system?
Yeah, we have a few brothers in our midst that actually have done some time in prison, and they are actually some of the most vital and instrumental parts of the program, because they are living proof, they have their wisdom in the flesh, and they're able and willing to share the experiences that caused them to make the wrong decisions and also to shed the light on some of the answers that they may have felt that to get them out of that wrong decision, or the lesson that they may have learned from that decision, is, man, it's priceless. So they are able to share their consequence, the consequences, and focus on the consequences more so than the decision, because the decisions are made in split seconds. The consequences last lifetimes.
Definitely, definitely. And so let's get into a little bit of this music. I'm going to have you back when you can stay and maybe join us with another host I have on Wednesday night. But I know your schedule's tight, but I got to have you back on because I got a lot of stuff I want to still discuss with you.
I'm here. You got me for the next 30 minutes.
Yeah. So let's get into Trump and talk about the music that you all are producing. I played a joint that you sent me called Trump. So can you talk about that joint, and then we're going to listen to it?
Oh, Trump, the song Trump is definitely something that how you say, when you listen to the beat, like the beat wrote it, I heard it. It's like I went to the future, got the music, came back, and just released it now. And it's really just pretty much just telling the things that I foresee to happen if we as black men don't begin to stand together, don't begin to unite, and don't begin to come into agreement with one another. On a couple of the verses, I expressed that, like not near another unauthorized shot fired. That particular line, when people do hear that, is like saying, listen to all of the gangs and all of the brothers and little cliques and things like that. Like, listen, before you start shooting each other, y'all better hold your ammunition, because we might need it in the near future. No, there's nothing promised with this president, this number 45 that we have in office, and there's a lot of things that if we don't ask about, we would never know. So we gotta follow our soul, we gotta follow our gut, and we gotta be able to be transparent with what our feelings are and how we feel about, the what's going on in society. And if we're not gonna be transparent with our people, who can we be transparent with? And Trump was a song of transparency, of this, reality stuff that that's really relevant to what a lot of people are going through at this point.
Property, you just got trumped. Through the pawn shop with your jewelry, you just got trumped. From filthy rich to filthy, you just got shrunk. Lost your whole family, you just got shrunk. Now everything white versus black, we just got shrunk. All rights taken away, they just got shrunk. You gotta turn it what you was making, you just got shrunk.
Hello.
Hey, sorry about that. Welcome back to Sign of the Times, everybody. This is Queen Ty here. You just heard a joint called Trump. Give the name of the music production company, brother, so I don't mispronounce the words.
The music production company is We Are Sygu, S-Y-G-U Entertainment. Is known as Mr. S-Y-G-U. That's definitely like my alter ego. I was going by the name of Naughty, which was my acronym. Naughty means king now, on top and everything. If someone was to Google K-N-O-T-I-E on iTunes or any digital distribution streamline, T-I-E, and see some of the work. I didn't just start I just didn't start rapping overnight, or I didn't just say, I want to do this. I've been doing music since I was about 9 years old, so, you know.
Wow. That's phenomenal, brother. Keep it up. Let's talk about this next piece that we're going to play. It's called R.I.P. Can you give the writers R.I.P.? Can you give us an insight on that particular piece?
The Riders Anthem was something me and one of my project coordinators. He is he's also an artist as well. His name is Bobby Garcia. And, me and him said, and this was like about last year sometime, we was projecting that this summer was going to be a hot summer. And, we said we need something for the bikers. Because I remember when we was growing up, at a certain time, we had a DMX with the Rough Riders, and they was always putting something down for the people who like to ride bikes and experience the thrill of adrenaline rushing through their veins. And, we was just like, there's a lot of people that lost their lives, and, we could stage out somewhat of a drag race and show that, how this is some of the ways how people may lose their life in regards to the racing world by putting money up and, hoping it to win for it. But the RIP to my riders was definitely something we thought of. There's a video out right now. It's on YouTube, Facebook. We also go entertainment page. And it's very much, it's lyrical, man. It's good lyrical contact as far as I know. I don't know what the listeners might say,
Ashe, it sounds pretty good to me. We're going to check it out real quick. Here we go with the joint called Writers R.I.P. We'll be right back.
Scott, the fuck is that? Styles P-1000? That nigga always flying. Check this out. All the clubs right now, we about to mount up. Better go take this ride. We about to go tear these streets up. We gonna ride for our falling. All my niggas, they do best. They're stunting in these streets. Get out there, about to do some willies, endos, all types of tricks that nobody never even seen before. We gonna hit the Van Wick, Grand Central, the LIE, straight to Queensbridge, represent out there. Southside, man. 40 feet. Hey, gorillas, mount up. Let's go.
RIP to my riders, Queensbridge outsiders, some block boys, some renegades. Got the block on fire, rubber rolling, not controlling. R.I.P. to my riders, rub your club if it's not as dumb. Ready to pop clutch like a Dutch on them. Feeling the highway about to thrust on them. Many talking too much. Somebody warn them. My brother's door 12 o'clock on the dot. Them boys come, my boys gun. Evacuate the spot. This is a life chase. We bank chase. This what we do. 10K on a drag race. This is what you don't do. Can't compete. Obsolete. Be discreet. Talk is cheap. If you broke with short arms and pockets that's deep. I pop a willy. That's worth the willy. Get on one like I'm on one. Have them all like, really? R.I.P. to my riders. Queensbridge outsiders, some block boys, some renegades. Set the block on fire, rubber rolling, not controlling. R.I.P. to my riders, rub your club if it's not as dumb. R.I.P. to my riders.
Put your bike bike at 12 o'clock. Put your bike at 12 o'clock. Roll up off the block. Put your bike at 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock.
You ain't seen nothing like this since Coke Rush. Look around here at all us. We don't care. Eat dust. Large speakers banging us up the volume, make it dangerous. Everybody with a helmet, they the same to us. Unless you're outside or who have no trust. Outside Queensbridge to the highway, rush.
All my people, my riders. Queensbridge outside.
Yep.
Some block boys, some renegades.
Come on.
Got the block on fire. Rubber rolling, not controlling. RIP to my riders. Rub your glove if it's not a dub. RIP to my riders.
Yeah, I love my riders. I'm a Southside rider.
Yep.
Got a cousin on Hollis.
Yeah.
That's some Northside dollars.
Over there.
Rashidans and Wallace. Explosion and Pollard.
Yeah.
I got nothing to lose. Cause I learned to be modest. Walked in a red bottom. Hopped out some Pradas. That ocean view. Wet willies. That's walking on Collins. I'm a different breed. Mellow wild off a regular weed.
Boom.
260 on the clock. They ain't no regular speed.
Boom.
260 on the clock. They ain't no regular speed. Watching 12 o'clock, it pop it, throw Will in the air, yeah. All the way to summer 2020, we taking them years, yeah. Rest in peace to all the riders, that ain't here. Put your bike at 12 o'clock, put your bike at 12 o'clock. Roll up off the block, put your bike at 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock.
RIP to my riders, Queensbridge outsiders, some block boys, some renegades. Got the block on fire, rubber rolling, not controlling. RIP to my riders, rub your glove if it's not a dub. RIP to my riders.
Ashe, welcome back. Welcome back. Brother, we're going to the last question I want to ask you before I let you go and play this last joint for this evening is where are we, in your opinion, on reestablishing love and mutual respect in the community? Because we've got a lot of relationship repair and restoration that needs to happen in order for us to rebuild the trust in our communities. And so where do we begin, and how do we make sure that in that process that we don't get, I guess, lost in making progress over making sure that we're continuing to build those relationships that are going to continue to last even past our generation? Hello, Brother Ken, are you here? I think I lost him. Okay, hold on.
Hello.
Hey, brother, hold on. Brother Kenny?
Yes, yes.
Ashe, okay, I think I lost you for a second. Did you hear my question?
No, I didn't hear it.
Okay, okay. The last question I have for you is, I know that it's really important that we reestablish love and mutual respect in our community amongst those who, don't receive it on a regular basis. And I think that that's going to make us stronger even past our generation. And so how do we make sure that we don't lose focus of maintaining that love and mutual respect while we're of relationship building? And area code 347, if you want to come in, please push one. And anyone listening on your line that would like to come in, please push one, and I will open up your mic. And I yield to you, Brother Kenny.
Well, in order for individuals to learn how to appreciate it, I think they have to kind of understand how quick it is that they can lose it. You know, because sometimes you don't appreciate things because you don't know how long you have it, but you'll take advantage of it as long as you do have it. But when you notice it's not there anymore, it becomes more of a loss to you. It becomes something that you can actually, think about and think about the issues that you may have implemented into the relationship in order for it to be the way it is. So a lot of times, one of the things I got tattooed in my neck is is one of my sayings, which is show love, get love. And, you know, as long as individuals continue to show love, they're going to get it. As long as they, you know, continue to love each other, they're going to get it. But once you allow any kind of jealousy, hate, envy, any of these kind of different low vibrational thoughts to infiltrate your psyche and your mind, you know, it'll put you in a place where, you know, you don't supposed to be, and it'll have you vibrating negative energy, and you'll be the catalyst to, you know, be, you know, used as a vessel of negativity opposed to being the best.
Okay. Thank you for that. Thank you for that, brother. And that means more, especially coming from an African man, because it's okay for us to love each other, and we should do more of that. So I appreciate you for that. Last four digits, 2899. Welcome to Sign of the Times. Who are we speaking with?
Yo, this is Sugar Ray. What up? What up? What up, sis? Queen Tahira, what up?
Greetings, Brother Sugar Ray. Welcome. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah. Yo, Kenny, what up, kid?
Peace, brother. Peace.
Peace. Yo, I just got to say, I've been around. I've been around, right? I've been around a lot of people who've done a lot of things. And many of us who are active in our community, we strive for a lot of the same things. One of the things that so many of us, black men and black women, strive for is bringing different youth from different neighborhoods together in peace, right? And it's difficult a lot of times. It's difficult. People don't have the money to, for young people to travel. It's beef. There's a lot of different things that hinder that a lot of times. But as the brother Kenny mentioned earlier, I was a witness in seeing all the young people. And even the young people who are all doing good in school, who are all scholars, these are young people who, you know, some of them are still banging. You know some of them are still in the streets after group, right? You could look at them and tell, and some of them would be honest and tell you. But they came together on behalf of Kenny and his brothers and the work that Fathers Alive and Hood has been doing. They was able to trust them to come to a place, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and play basketball. Like, that was beautiful. That was one of the greatest things I've ever witnessed. And like I said, I've seen a lot by a lot of people. And what Kenny did this weekend, what his group is responsible for, was absolutely phenomenal and beautiful. And he should be honored 1,000 times for that alone. Just for that, aside from everything else he's done, for bringing a couple dozen young people together on a Sunday, on a hot Sunday, playing basketball from different hoods. That was beautiful. Wow. So I definitely want to, you know, acknowledge him on that, and let the listeners know how major that is. Like, that's big. It's not a little thing, and it should be taken as a little thing because so many people have tried to do it and couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But well, you see what I'm dealing with. It's like you dropped that notice, right? You know I'm a full-time dad, right? Kids probably we all full-time dads, man. Yo! All right, I'm out.
All right, Brother Sugar Ray, let the listeners know how we can find your book and give the title real quick, please, because it's been a minute since you've been on. Uh-oh. Did he mute himself?
Yeah, he probably got back in the mix. Usha be man. She's definitely a young princess. She can't get her way.
he's an awesome.
He snapped the phone out of his hand.
No, I'm back. Yo, she knocked a bowl of food. I'm trying to feed her, but because I'm on the phone, she knocked the whole bowl of food out of my hand.
See?
Oh, my goodness.
I told you. I was right.
But my book, Dear Usha, also shout out to Kenny Carter as well, on behalf of Fathers Alive in the Hood organization. He's the second organization, right, that purchased a bulk order of books for me to give out to some of the brothers, man. So I definitely want to shout him out for that. We'll organize that soon, right, and you guys will see pictures and all of that stuff. So, again, Kenny's out there, man. He doesn't just talk about it, you know. He's literally about it in so many ways. And I'm happy to call him brother. And my book, Dear Usha, is a dedication to my daughter, but it's also a dedication to all black women first, right, to remind you all of your beauty, of your power, of your strength, of your majesty, of your greatness that exists solely within you being a black woman. It has nothing to do with who your daddy is, nothing to do with who your husband is, who your older brother is, where you work at, nothing to do with anything external. other than you a black woman and you dope and we got to celebrate y'all more, right? Myself included, right? I'm still learning and growing because I was hurt by a black woman, a few black women. And sometimes us men, we hold that pain, right? And it comes out in different ways, right? That we then end up hurting people. So I'm just, you know, trying to, I'm just trying to grow and happy to be on the same journey with Kendra, right? And I'm checking out right now, y'all. Love y'all. Keep it going.
Love you too,
keep it going.
Brother
Sugar Ray. Sounds Radio. Songs Live in the Hood. See.
Bye, Usher. Okay. Brother Kenny, I know you have to go, but let's play this last joint. Can you please introduce Nobody's Looking?
Nobody's Looking For You is definitely, it was created off of emotion that was resonated in me by an individual who did something wrong. I'm gonna put it like that. And instead of taking that emotion and putting the wrong energy in motion, what I did was I created a song and I kind of like expressed my emotions through that way. So, you know, opposed to 15 years ago, 20 years ago, I would have been a different kind of person. But I just thank God for the evolution. And that's my solution, evolution, to consistent, to elevate. But Nobody's Looking For You is definitely something, you know, it's worth listening to.
Ashe, we're going to play it and we're going to allow it to close us out. Please give your contact information out one more time before we let you go. And again, thank you for being a part of Sign Into Times Dialogue tonight.
No problem. I'll tell you, I gave my word, sister. My name is Kenny Ashe. Carter. My name is Kenny Carter. At the end of the day, you know, anybody that's looking for me individually as a person, they can look me up on Instagram. Kenny Carter underscore faith on Instagram. As far as my organization, Fathers Alive in the Hood, you could go on a Google search or you could just go to the website, www.fathersaliveinthehood.org. It gives you a little bit of intel there. And outside of that, you know, everything else as far as an artist, you can go on CD Baby, iTunes. Matter of fact, you can go to iTunes and download one of the songs, 99 Cent. You know, it helps contribute towards everything that we're doing. All right?
All right. Thank you so much, Brother Kenny. And please connect with these brothers. Brother Kenny, you do think you'll take Fathers Alive in the Hood on a national level, or will you mostly focus
on
New York?
No, we have a point. We have a radio interview in Atlanta and on July 20th. And we're also working on something right now for North Carolina and Durham to actually start some other chapters. So we're working.
Ashe. Okay, I'm going to be in touch with you. I want to introduce you to a group here in Cincinnati that's doing similar work. So, okay, there's strength in unity. And, again, we thank you for being a part of tonight's dialogue. We're going to close it out with a joint called Nobody's Looking For You. Please reach out to Faith, Fathers Alive in the Hood, on social media, and on Brother Kenny on Instagram. We'll see everybody tomorrow night live in Living Color here with Dr. James Jones with Manhood Racing Culture. We'll see everybody soon. Salute.
We are. Nobody's looking for you. So go on the chain.
Nobody looking for you. Put your head to the ground. Just another body with nobody around.
Nobody's looking for you.
Use an unbeliever, underachiever. Beat you up, make you a believer.
Nobody's looking for you.
It's all about the money, and you ain't got none, and that's not funny.
Nobody's looking for you.
You might as well dig your own hole and cover your own grave. I'll take your soul.
Nobody's looking for you.
Speaking. I'm not the one for talking. You don't really want this. Somebody, you end up in the coffin. This end game is costly. Please back up off me. Might think you're reaching. Think first before you approach me. You don't want a broad cornball. Get popped on. I turn the heat up. Fake kernel, you popcorn. As real as it can get, it will. You better chill. I don't care about your ice grill. Do what you feel. Or, oh, is that a facade? You frontin' like you hard? You cream puff. You not tough. Go get your squad. They can get it too. Think I don't got a crew. And they down for whatever. Making it do what it do. Top-notch performance. Won't let you run up on us. To prepare for these moments, the OGs warned us. Ready to flip the clip. Hold a grip, another queen's hit. Witnesses all in your mouth and 18 spit.
Nobody looking for you. Put your head to the ground. Just another body when nobody around.
Nobody's looking for you.
Use an unbeliever, underachiever. Beat you up, make you a believer.
Nobody's looking for you.
It's all about the money, and you ain't got none, and that's not funny.
Nobody's looking for you.
You might as well dig your own hole and cover your own grave. I'll take your soul.
Nobody's money to start a war. Money to pay the law, money to motivation to get things you never saw, things you never touched, things you never clutched, split straight down the middle, empty feelings like the Dutch, emotional on the breakdown, this is how you lay hate down, you've been moving too slow, why you want me to wait now, procrastination got shot last night, it wasn't you, you holding yourself back from doing what you love to do, I can't call it, I don't know why you not feeling yourself, truthfully, your raps are weak and your bars need a little help, so if I was you, I'd do something bold, do something that makes it seem you're in control.
Nobody's looking for you. Put your head to the ground. Just another body when nobody around.
Nobody's looking for you.
Use an unbeliever, underachiever. Beat you up, make you a believer.
Nobody's looking for you.
It's all about the money, and you ain't got none, and that's not funny.
Nobody's looking for you.
You might as well dig your own hole and cover your own grave. I'll take your soul.
Nobody's looking for you.